foot. Bang, bang, bang.
Oh, you got skills, son.
Oh, what about that? Send him off. Send the dirty guys off.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to The Headbin, the NRL Supercoach Draft Podcast. I'm Dusty. With me tonight, we've got the full squad back. Azza, Benny, Lukey, how are we, lads?
Good, mate.
Primed, ready to go.
Yeah, good after my absence on Monday. Just sat it out.
Just needed to spell it, mate.
I was nowhere. There's absolutely nowhere.
Did you have too many beers at range?
Oh, fucking oath I did. Yeah, that's what it was.
If you didn't have too many beers at range, there'd be serious concerns across the board.
How do you walk out of there sober?
Oh, that's the problem. I walked out of there in a decent headspace. By the time I got home in from the Uber, I was just like, fuck, I'm nowhere. The missus was even worse. So she just got home and just gone. And so I put the kids to bed in with the young fella. And I'm just thinking, how am I going to get up at 5 o'clock to do this potty? And then at 1 o'clock, I had to get up to pee. And I'm just like, nah, I'm nowhere. Just send the boys a text. I'm out, boys. Sorry. Yeah, so.
Remember that time I did the potty with COVID? And someone had
fuck, you're probably in bed all day, mate.
Yeah, that's all right. Look, he's like, oh, I just had a couple more beers and I probably should have. Oh, sorry. That's Azza areas, man.
At least he's having a crack.
He didn't have a crack.
That's I vomited twice when I got home, man.
The poison's gone, mate. You got rid of the poison.
I had a legitimate crack, mate.
You didn't have a crack at the potty, but you didn't have a crack at the potty. I reckon it would have been gold to have you on. I would have loved to see you limping through.
Just throw to him. What do you reckon this game, Lukey?
Yeah, I thought about it. I dead set thought about it, but then the other thoughts that were going through my head was like, my fucking head is aching. It's throbbing, and I missed all the games on Sunday. At that stage, I've had to watch them on replay. But yeah, I'd missed them all, so I was just like, I literally have no content behind me, and I've literally got no soul behind me as well. So I just sat it out. Yeah, I think the listeners will thank us at the end of it.
Yeah, probably. Anyways, we're all on tonight, and as most of you would know, because of the Monday game, waivers and free agents don't clear till Thursday, so it gives everyone a fair bit of time to weigh up who they're going to pick. But we figure, you know, what better opportunity than get the potty out, you know, on a Tuesday night as per normal, and give everyone a bit more time to run through the team list. So we'll jump straight into our pickups for this week, lads. And fullback seems to be getting skinnier and skinnier by the week, and we just see the same names being recycled. Obviously, Dane Laurie, Xavier Savage seem to be the same suspects. Tamari Martin's in there again as well, although he's got a fairly dog shit matchup this week down there in Melbourne. Xavier Savage, he had a decent second half the other night, but you know, if his first half continued, I'd say he would have seen himself in Reggie's this week. But he kind of come good. Anybody else there in fullbacks apart from those three lads?
You could go Cody Ramsey. They've got South this week. I know that they're going in terrible form, but I mean, look, if you're at this stage of the season looking for fullbacks, you probably got to take a risk on something, don't you?
Yep, no worries.
I'll take that silence as a resounding no. No, you fucking don't.
No, look, I think you're right there with Ramsey. He's looked likely. I just think that, you know, he's probably not going to have the game that you need unless the Dragons are playing well. And look, I think they lift. I think they got to put in a better performance than last week, to be fair. So he's probably not a bad play. Yeah, but outside of that, there's not a hell of a lot else on offer in the fullbacks, lads.
If Moylan's sitting there, I don't mind a grab for Moylan against the Titans this week. He's 31% owned, so there's a chance he's on your free agents. And if he's still there, no one's taking him. So the matchup against the Titans isn't bad. It looked like he wanted to run the ball more last week too.
It was good. It was good for you guys last
better.
Week, actually.
Yeah, it was better. He's probably the best game I've seen.
Am I reading this right? This is a glitch in the system.
No, he honestly, 100. Man, He was way better because Hines was just feeding him pills.
No.
He scored a try and laid on two of them, I think.
Yep.
So,
yep.
Yeah. Wow.
Was a throwback to the Penrith days. Look, in Legends League, I picked up Peter Hicku 2 weeks ago. He's 65% ownership, so he's in most leagues. But if he's on your waivers and you're hunting for a fullback, I think that's a fairly decent option. He's been going pretty well, Hicku, and Cowboys in some form. So, yeah, you could do worse.
What do you reckon happens to Hicku when Felt comes back?
Oh, absolutely nothing. He's been rock solid, man. I don't know how...
But weren't they spelling him for a bit and they played Hammer in the centres when they were fully fit? And so, therefore, Hammer had come on and played 15, 20 minutes in the centres and it was Hicku that was getting spelled? I'm sure that's what was happening.
Well, Drinkwater got some spell for Hammer, a couple of points there in
Well, you're right. But in that Parramatta game, they spelled Hicku. I worry about Hicku long term. I'm kind of like, I can just see him becoming a 30-point centre because they try and bring Hammer into the mix somewhere. But I don't know, could be wrong. He did get spelled in that para game for Hammer. So I just wonder what that means long term when they're fully fit. So, but probably not a bad play. What do you reckon for the next 3 weeks?
Yeah,
Felt's probably.
Yep.
Still got that amount of time on the sidelines. Moving into centre wings, lads.
Just before we do, boys, and this is relevant as well. Tessie Nui's back soon.
Yeah.
Do you reckon he comes back to fullback? Because I don't know if Tamari Martin's actually set the world on fire. Do you reckon he's done enough to keep his spot?
What do you mean, not lost a game in a Broncos jersey?
Yeah, but still, like what? But what's going to happen is, but he hasn't really had much of an effect on the games either.
I disagree. That left side on the weekend, man, was lighting it up, of which he was a massive part of it.
So your answer to my question is that Tessie Newey doesn't come back into the side.
Correct, and okay. I don't think he can do what Martin. He plays centre.
Yeah, he'll take far more centre, won't he?
Yeah, potentially, actually. That's not. Oh, it depends. Brenko Lee was pretty good on the weekend. He looked pretty good, so, yeah.
Well, he's one of our pickups this week, Brenko Lee.
Yep.
Not for this weekend, but definitely moving forward. So, look, if he can do what he did on the weekend, then I think that, he keeps Nui out of it. Again, I don't know. I've always thought Nui's a bit overrated, to be fair, but... you're right. He is a chance to come back. But look, other options in the CTWs this week. So you've got, I reckon, Anderson's a pretty good show. Had a couple of meaties on the weekend. Looks like he can finish. And so against Brisbane down there, he looks a show. You've got Branko Lee. Kurt Mann, again, I've just chucked him in there because he's gone back to the starting lock position. He's 5'8", centre wing dual. You got Connolly Lamelu, who is starting on an edge for the Cowboys with Gilbert's got an eye injury, so I don't know how long that's going to keep him out for, but I think he was pretty good on the weekend. I think Benny, you and I talked about it. He had 97 or something, and that was with a try and line break, so he based out a fairly decent score.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, so and that was after Lukey got injured, so he didn't start. So we were actually just talking about it off air though with Luciano coming up, he will probably cut into those minutes. So yeah, just I mean he's probably worthwhile. He's a centre winger though, so he's not dual. So I mean he might be worthwhile just stashing on your bench because obviously Nanai will play Origin again and. But, yeah, just keep an eye. It could just be a one-week play with Lemuelu.
Lads, I've got Connor Tracy as a pickup because there is rumours that Talakai might miss 2 weeks.
Oh, with that warrant thing?
With the warrant thing, yeah. Now, if that's the play, then Tracy comes in there and surely he's a bit of a pickup. So if you've got a spare bench spot, stash him. Definitely not a waiver. Definitely like a free agent pickup in the morning. Anybody else in the centre wings, lads?
Oh, Jacob Carraz. Have to. Ooh. 25% ownership.
Yep, 100%.
Yeah.
Bloke is a weapon.
He was really good on the weekend too. Oh, yesterday.
Yeah. Did you hear the story about him giving Corey Allen a spray after the Penrith loss? Apparently, really? That Paul Kent wrote an article about it. They were in the dressing sheds, and Corey Allen was like all, you know, laughing it up and carrying on, and they'd just been pumped by Penrith, and Karaz apparently, like, he's only played what, 5 games in first grade, but he just absolutely just tore him to shreds, like, just sick of the losing culture there, you know, and apparently that there's a lot of young fellas at the club who were sick of seeing the old fellas just accepting losing. And apparently, yeah, he just called Corey Allen out in front of the whole group, and they had a bit of words and whatnot, but apparently it was a bit of a line in the sand, and a few of the older fellas were like, oh shit, and they reckon that that was a bit of the catalyst as to what happened on the weekend, so.
I'm about it.
Can't argue that. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, 100%.
100%, yeah, absolutely. And he's, and even in their losses, he's been trying his ass off too, hey? So yeah. You can tell he's got a good pedigree about him. Lads, moving into 5'8". Man again here, and I've got New Brown. He's on the bench. He may play some minutes for the Tigers this week against the Dogs. He's got a shit ton of attacking upside, so he's obviously a play. You've got Ezra Mann in both 5'8 and halfback this week. Again, not a great matchup, and especially with Tyrone Roberts there. I don't know why they haven't gone with Billy Walters in the 7, but they've gone with Tyrone Roberts, so... Yeah.
If wouldn't you? This is me. I'd be starting with Hetherington at hooker, and I'd be bringing Turpin on, right? So they can play 40 minutes each, and I'd be having Billy Walters at halfback. Surely,
Walters was great when Reynolds went off the other night.
Mm. Yeah,
but he's also been okay this year as well. He's had some bad moments, but he's also had some good moments. The fact of the matter is, he's played in a lot of games this year. He's match fit. You know, he's been played really well at hooker defensively as well. So. Yeah, I think the Tyrone Roberts thing's not a great call, but yeah, we'll see what happens.
Could get a few put on them this week, the Broncos, with that lineup.
Oh, I think this could be the game where they come crashing back down to earth, to be fair. Down there, it's going to be pretty cold, pretty chilly. Without Reynolds, I think Haas is not going to be fully fit. Doesn't really matter. Melbourne will just nullify the Brisbane middles anyway.
The issue with Haas is that he comes good during the week and then he takes a knock on the shoulder during the game, and if it's 30 seconds in, the bloke's cooked.
Yep.
And now it's on both shoulders. They're just rolling the dice.
Surely, you're not thinking you're beating Melbourne. Like, even when they started to win some games, you're not thinking you're going to beat Melbourne. I know for and against is really critical, but I don't think Haas changes that to a great degree. Give him the week. Give him 2 weeks, man. Like, seriously, if you guys are sick,
if you rest him this week, next week is the rep round.
Yeah, he goes in Norwich camp.
So
that's
he gets 2 weeks off.
Yeah.
100%. You know, if you're serious about playing finals footy, you're looking into these things, you're not, you know. Dusty, we skipped past in the centre wingers. I just want to touch on Marion Sevi. He looks like he's going to be that right centre for Melbourne. And I think that that's a fairly decent get. He obviously scored 127 on the weekend, but the 3 games before that, he's based out 37, 30 and 40 without any attacking stats. So as a centre, that's pretty decent. And they go Brisbane, Manly, Sharks, Canberra, Souths, New Zealand to finish the season. So I think Remus Smith will be back due in sort of Supercoach finals. So I think that he's a must-own. Marion Sevi.
Yeah, good call, Lukey. And I guess Momorowski's been having his troubles all year with a decent matchup. And so if Sevi can get that kind of matchup moving forward, then it shows that he's probably got a bit of upside about him if you know, he can take advantage of a smaller opposing centre. So don't mind that. That's a good shout. Moving on to halfbacks, lads. Obviously, Jake Avarillo's a pretty big one here. He's also 5'8 dual, mind you. What did he end up on yesterday, though? Was it only 57?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is going to be the problem with Avarillo. 2 tries. I mean, none of them were line breaks, but he only ended up on 57. So his work rate's not big at the back. He relies on a massive attacking upside. The Bulldogs are playing decent footy, though, so he could definitely do worse. Ronald Volkman's got the spot next to SJ. Going to be a baptism of fire this week against the Panthers, but he'd be a good stash. moving forward. And who else have we got?
I've got, I did originally say Foran, but I think I'm retracting that because even in these good games that he's been, that Manly been playing, he hasn't really set the world on fire without DCE. So, I mean, he does play well.
But he's been playing halfback though.
Yes, he does play well when DCE's there, and he was coming into some form. He was coming into some form before DCE missed those games with Origin and stuff like that. So, yeah, I think if Foran, he's probably someone that you can own. They do have Melbourne twice, but yeah, he's still been, yeah, I look at his stats, man, and he's still been underwhelming. He's only scored 50 once in the last six matches. Yeah, actually, just keep him on the waiver wire.
And then obviously you got Ezra Mam, who he's 5'8", halfback dual as well. Again, I don't know about his matchup this weekend. It's going to be tough, but I think if he's on your waiver wire, moving forward, you've got to get him. You've got to get him. So I would still waiver for him this week if he's available. What do you reckon, lads?
Yeah, super coach freak.
Yeah, I agree. I think so, just for, you know, your matchups going forward once Reno's back.
Average is 83.
Mm.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I think Matty Moylan in there too. I think, you know, Benny brought him up earlier, and I think, yeah, he's a 5'8 dual, 5'8 fullback dual, so he's someone that's also worth a shout as well.
Into front rowers, there's a couple of little plug and play options here. I don't mind Kamakamika, although, as Benny and I talked about on the morning after on Monday, Naz only played 22 minutes. Do you reckon that happens again?
Not too sure.
Well, he's starting Naz, so they might just be like, take the sting out of him, and then we'll put Kamakamika on because he's a bit more of a toiler. He'll just sort of hold down the middle of the field for us, maybe. So
I think he's got a 3-round average of 47, Kamakamika, so you could do a lot worse. Josh Alawai, try-scoring machine. Hasn't he had 3 in the last 2 weeks?
It's Jared Wallace territory, that one.
Fuck Jared Wallace, man. Oh, man.
Since he scored three tries in two weeks.
He did,
man.
And then I picked him up and he's been dog shit for 2 weeks. But Alawai, I guess he's got that upside about him now, you know. He's proving to be a bit of a leader in that pack. So he's definitely one you could have a look at. And Max King's got the starting job this week. He was quite good on the weekend. Mm-hmm. So he's probably someone you could have a look at there as well. Anybody else in the front rowers, lads?
You said Max King, didn't you, mate?
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, yelling. I've had some tech issues.
Penny from another planet, mate.
He's got in his spaceship and he's fucked off to the moon.
Oh, mate, this microphone's doing my head in, eh? You had Max King, but then his ownership's quite high nowadays, even though he's been pushed back into that front row rotation now too, so who knows what's going to happen there.
JSAF. He knocked out a 50 on the weekend. Could be worthwhile in that abysmal performance. So, yeah, I think with his brother missing, I think that he'll get a few minutes there. So he's someone worth looking at as well.
Yep, nice one, nice one. Moving on to hookers. A couple real standouts here. Probably Havili. Again, we talked to him last week. He had another solid game against the Titans on the weekend. Busted out a 50. And Chris Randall knocked out a 63. Obviously, there was the injury to Ponga, which meant that Kurt Mann had to play fullback. Randall had to play all 80 minutes. But, you know, he's a base beast. So you're going to get that. This week, having a look at their bench, potentially Mann plays a little bit of 9, but I still think he's a pickup there. And Wade Egan had his best game in a few weeks on the weekend too. Got a try and a try assist. He knocked out a 73. Again, probably not an option this week, but moving forward, could be worth a look.
I actually reckon, what do you reckon? Because, you know, obviously Turpin's on the nose. They were trying to get rid of him. I reckon Billy Walters plays the lion's share. I reckon he'll play 60 minutes, maybe 55
yeah,
minutes.
I was looking at that and I agree, man.
Which might make him 5'8 relevant too in real deep leagues, like sort of 12, 14 man leagues. But yeah, I don't know why you would give bulk minutes to Jake Turpin when Billy Walters has been there doing a job.
Do you reckon there's a world where he goes to half to replace Tyrone Roberts?
Like mid-game?
Yeah.
If he stinks it up?
Yeah.
Yeah, possibly. But that's a big if.
That's more reactionary than strategic, right? That's probably something that would happen.
But still good, though. He's still getting minutes. He's still on the field. He might come up with a couple of forced dropouts. You know, who knows? He'll have a few more runs. So it's not terrible if he goes from hooker to half and stays on the field.
Jake Little, maybe not this week. Jacob Little, yeah, not this week because you've got Brown on the bench. He was okay last week, but I think he's got they've got cover there this week, so he's probably only in a deeper league option.
Yep.
All right, lads, we'll finish off with two RFs. You got Havili again, who's dual. Corey Waddell was really good on the weekend. Has he shifted back to the bench this week, though?
Yes.
He has. Okay, we'll scratch him. But RFM has got the spot. I reckon there might be a bit of a switch there. So whoever gets the starting spot, get them. Which you're not going to know until game time. But Waddell was quite good on the weekend, so we'll see what happens there. Anybody else in the two RFs, lads?
I had Jaden Sewer. He was good. He looks like he's the one that they're going to go to, St. George. So, you know, obviously he did get one of their two tries. But, yeah, he was pretty good in that to come back. Also, probably got one for the front row forward and second row forwards is Cohen Hess. I know he had that try assist to
Drinky,
but that's what's that, 20 points? 22 points. He still scored 79. So, yeah, with Gilbert out, with the eye injury, might mean bigger minutes for Cohen Hess. And then, obviously, yeah, with Lukey out and all of those out, he could be a good pickup this week, actually, especially in the front row.
Yeah, not a bad play. Tarek Sims at the 13 with the Bellin up front and Maguire injured, I think. Might get some minutes there. He might be a plug-and-play option if you can't find anything later in the week.
Yep.
All right, good stuff. We'll chuck these up on socials tomorrow. As we said, got all day to think about it and get your waivers in tomorrow night, so we'll chuck these up bright and early tomorrow. All right, moving on quickly into our VC, our captaincy and vice captaincy options. You blokes are just hating microphones tonight, aren't you?
Oh, mine's fucking giving me the shits, eh?
Benny's mic is like attacking him. It's like grown alive and just fucking going him.
Oh, I'm having an actual fight with it.
Yeah.
We're punching on.
We can hear it. It sounds exactly like you're describing it.
Kill me.
All right, vice captains, Lukey.
I think, there's a lot.
There's so many.
Where do you start? I think, obviously, Cody Walker, Campbell Graham, Alex Johnson. You could just pick all three from that game and probably win. Then you got Drinkwater, Taumalolo in the next game. And then in the Sharks-Titans game, you've got, Mulatalo, Nico Hines. I'll probably go with... who's the centre on that side? That's Zach Lomax. I'll go with Cody Walker in the Rabbits game. Give me Taumalolo in the Cowboys game, and I'll take Mulatalo in the Sharks game.
Jeez, he's close to a meat pie. Taumalolo.
Oh.
He's like sniffing. He's fiending for the line.
He's going to get held up this week.
He got held up twice two weeks ago. Really? I'm putting him on.
Lads, just so I've said it, I really like Manly this weekend against the Cows at Four Pines. I reckon Manly get them. I'm not going to say the Cows have been overachieving, but I reckon there's an up. I can smell it. I can smell
McNally?
An upset.
Is that you?
Yeah, that's right. No. I've just got a feeling. I think the Cowboys might be a bit fatigued from being up all year.
From partying Origin. Too much.
Yeah, probably. Az, what do you got? Your VCs, mate.
I'm going to go AJ, Pappy, and Hines. You could pick anyone in that Melbourne squad, though. They are going to dismantle Broncos.
Yep. Benny?
I'm going to go Walker. Meany. And Talakai.
Walker, Meany, and Talakai. Like it. I'm going to go Cookie. Because the Dragons give up the fourth most points to hookers. Walker averages 71 against the Dragons, and Munster averages 71 against the Broncos. So there's my VCs. Captaincies, Lukey.
I think you can't go past Cleary against the Warriors. Tarpany versus the Knights. And I think the Eels will bounce back, and I'll go Moses versus the Roosters.
Yeah, I think Moses or Gutho this weekend would be pretty good shout. Az?
I'm going to go Cleary. I think the Penny Roosters game is probably going to be a bit of a slog out, so I'm going to go Teddy. And I'm going to throw a left field because he's having a... He's in good form, and I'm going to go Burton against the Tigers.
Ooh, I had Burton as well. Your dog, you saw my your picks. Benny, come in.
One small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
I'm going to go May, Elliot. And the Fox.
Yeah, nice. Hattie.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm going to go Hattie for the Fox, 100%. Another one.
Ooh, Hattie. I'm going to go Teddy, Burton and Cleary, all being said. But I think, I don't know. I think Burton might be like just trying to make it hard for Freddie at the moment to, you know, maybe fill that 14 role potentially. I don't know.
I was going to bring it up tonight. He has to be the 14 if Crichton gets the starting centre spot.
Covers the whole back line, including the halves and hooker.
And if you need if a forward goes down, Whiten can go straight there. And he goes, you know, like, how could you not pick him?
Yep. I think you got to. He's just in... That game yesterday was... And, you know, he was just in the stink too. He was in the grub, which I loved. Yeah. It was just great to see. I think he's got to be there. just the one listener question this week. It's not Lukey's free love question about Azza and him joining a team together.
I don't think we can get into the finals.
Too far behind.
No, but if we merged our teams.
If we merged our teams.
Best players in each position.
Still
we took
too
them.
Far behind.
Yeah, that's what finals. I reckon too.
Yeah.
Jeez. Wow, the potty's gone to that level. good on you, lads. So we've got Aaron McCarthy on Instagram. Hey, boys, been offered Reece Robson for Ezra Mam. Current halves are Burton and Reynolds, and current hooker is Connor Watson. Take it or hold on to Ezra. He's just counted. Reed Marnie for Ezra instead.
I'd take the first one. I'd take Robson, but
yeah,
I wouldn't take Marnie.
Robson?
Surely Robson's outperformed Marnie this year, hasn't he? Maybe he hasn't.
Yeah, he would have.
Robson's been going well.
Yeah, I know.
Robson, apparently Robson's about, he's going to be announced in the Blues squad this weekend.
Ooh, over Appy. Righto.
Yeah.
He is averaging 75.
Robson?
Yeah. Five round average, 75.
All right. I'm going to go back to Aaron and say, nah, take Robson only.
Yeah, Reed Marnie, his actual average is 56 and his three and five rounds is 56 and 58. So, yeah.
I worry about Reynolds. That's a half, though. The Reynolds owner must be getting a little bit worried.
Yeah.
Two hemi injuries, a groin injury. And now rib cartilage, like, is that an indication of
teams are starting to belt him. Teams are starting to spot up on him. He's getting more into contact. I don't know. That's four injuries this year.
Ezra Mann's not going to be an 80-minute average player. An 80 average player for the next 3 or 4 weeks.
Especially not without Reynolds there. So, yeah, I sell high, man, and upgrade another position. That's what I reckon too. And then, I mean, you know, worst case scenario, you can get a Volkman or you can get a fucking, you know, Avarillo or, you know, Billy Walters or something like that, you know, just to plug and play if you need to. But I think you're upgrading a position there. I don't think Ezra Mann does much without Reynolds.
No, he doesn't, but Reynolds is back after Origin. He only misses a week. And that week, you're not picking up Ezra Mann to play against the Storm, are you?
And Mann's been doing... He's been having his scores without... With Reynolds out.
Well, two of his scores were with Reynolds out. Yeah, you're right. But then you see what he did with Reynolds back in the side this week. And like that left-hand side has not looked that good for the Broncos in forever. So...
We're now saying no to the
Robson trade. No, Robson's fine. Robson's fine. I'm just saying, like, as a separate talking point, the Reynolds owner must be a little bit kind of wary. Just playing a bit of devil's advocate.
Yep.
But, yeah, I think you got to take the Robson, especially Connor Watson.
Verrills is back.
Correct. So, Connor Watson, I don't think he's going to be any more than what he's been this year.
How long's Verrills back for? But Verrills only plays 2 games at a time and he's out again. Like, all the time.
All right, lads, that's our waivers for tonight. We're going to jump straight back on and get into our round 15 feature. Yep, see you then.